Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show here on this beautiful Wednesday. Chase McCabe off today, Dr. Crane in studio. We're hitting hard and heavy on high school football. It starts tomorrow night. A lot of the games, though, on Friday night. Let's bring in the head coach for Summit High School, Coach Brian Coleman. Coach, how are you today? And thanks for rolling with the punches.
What's up, Joe? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How excited are we for Friday night? I know this is a lot of work's been put into it. You've been working hard since last December, I go. But Friday night, how are we feeling about Friday night?
Man, is it here yet? Good grief. This is the longest week ever. It feels like it's got to be at least Thursday. But, I mean, we're excited, man. It's ready to get it rolling, you know, see what we got. Had a few scrimmages and whatnot. But, again, yeah, it's we're ready to get football started again.
You know what I love, Coach, is I love you and I love the program and everything, but I'm seeing all these Instagram posts about your band and just the community that surrounds your football team on Friday night. I just think it's one of the best places. We had a coach on from East Robertson earlier, and just what that community means to you at Summit High School, and I know you love being the head coach down there.
Man, it's an atmosphere, man. Friday night is a thing, dude. It's awesome. Band, student sections, the student section in Williamson County, you can't hardly beat, man. It's awesome, the community support that's here. You know, I come from a small town, Chapel Hill, so, you know, I wasn't used to all this kind of stuff and got here in Williamson County, and it's awesome. You know, the support is great, and we really appreciate everybody, the support that they give us.
We're talking to Brian Coleman, head football coach at Summit High School. What year is this for you at Summit?
Summit, I think it's 12 years here, yes.
Good Lord.
Yeah, time flies, man.
I thought you were going to say like six. Man, that is crazy. What has changed in your 12 years? I know you won the state title, I think it was in 20, and you've had such great success there. What has changed in the 12 years, just with high school football in your mind, since you became the head coach there?
Oh, boy, a lot's changed. I guess the most recent thing is this recruiting stuff and one-time transfer. I mean, we've had to roll with the punches of so many things, and this is the biggest and the latest thing that we were trying to roll with. You know, I mean, we can get on a soapbox and we could talk about this for hours, Joe, but I mean, we're a high school football team. We're a public school. You know, they want to come play with us, they can come play with us. If they want to leave, they can leave. We're going to coach up who's ever we got. So, you know, that's been my motto lately. So, I mean, it's just a big thing of kids transferring and, you know, getting mad because they're second string. So it's a thing, definitely.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you still got to coach, right?
Heck yeah. You know, we're going to coach the kids that are here. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that part doesn't change. I don't think kids have changed, man. In 12 years, or I've done it total for 26. I mean, it's still football. It's still high school football. You just got to love it. And the kids are excited. This is the best time of their lives. They don't understand it until they get out. But we try to preach it to them all the time.
Summit High School head coach Brian Coleman's online with us. Coach, when it comes to, you know, the genuine aspect of these players, it's the amateurism that everybody loves, the purest form of football. We asked a few coaches before you hopped on with this, what makes Friday night football in Tennessee so special to not only you but to the rest of the team?
Oh, boy. I mean, they put in a lot of work, man. They put in a lot of work, and all these people are screaming and hollering and, you know, excited to see them out on the field. You know, they get to look up and see all these people in the stands. It's the purest form of football I believe you'll ever see. I mean, it's just almost an awesome atmosphere like you talked about. So, I mean, these kids just get chill bumps. I hope they do, you know. So, you know, it's just a fun part of their lives. You know, they can forget about everything and just go hit somebody.
Yeah, obviously, you've been in this situation before when, you know, going back to high school, playing football and so forth. When you have 14 seniors on your roster, and this could be potentially their last go at it to play football on a field against another healthy competition, what's your message to that senior class?
Man, you try to tell them, you know, you try to tell them this is the best time of your life. You know, you may never see some of these classmates ever again after you graduate. You just try to preach it to them. Sometimes they don't ever realize that until you see them, you know, the next year when they come back to watch it again. You know, telling you how much they miss it and how much they miss, sometimes even how much they miss how hard you were on them. You know, the lessons that we taught them, just being tough on them. And they're, Most of the time, very appreciative. You know, thanks, coach, for doing this. I mean, I had some kids tell me I get up for work sometimes and I still hear your voice telling me, you know, get up and get rolling and let's get things going. So, you know, a high school coach means a lot to these guys, and we're big, huge influences on their lives when they, you know, after they graduate.
Absolutely, yeah. Still wake up sometimes with a whistle in your ear when you're getting ready for the day. I love to hear that. Yeah. You know, when it comes to just the players on the team along with the coaches as well, just the overall aspect for not only the fans but the coaches. That's my big thing is when you have a new coaching staff or you have coaches come and go, but you've had this core staff for quite some time. Well, what's it been like for you to just kind of just continue and go every single year?
And yeah, it means a lot to keep a core staff. You know, guys will come and go, but to keep the core that we've had is priceless. We've added a few. Most recently, we've got Paul Derrick, who's our defense coordinator. He was actually the head coach at Nolensville for many years. So, and we've added Alex Melton, too, who was also a head coach at Franklin. So we've got that experience. Helps these kids out. And it's another sounding board for me, you know, help out with different situations that go, you know, in the off season and during the season and in game.
Is Kerry Collins still there?
No, sir, not anymore.
Oh, okay.
I think he's going to enjoy the retired life now.
Well, yeah, good for him. Look, Coach, we're talking to Brian Coleman, head football coach at Summit, and I love looking at your schedule. I mean, you don't get a break.
No. Our region's bad enough, and then scheduling non-region, the kind of offense we run, and you know, traditionally. What we've been doing is a lot of people just don't want to play us. They're looking for wins and, you know, not saying they won't get one against us, but, you know, it's a tough schedule and, you know, we're trying to cut our teeth with the best competition to get there, to get to the playoffs and hopefully advance in the playoffs.
You start Friday night against Spring Hill and then, I mean, I'm looking on down Nolensville, then Brentwood and then but you know what?
Ravenwood.
Right. Yeah. But if I'm a player and I'm a coach, I want this.
Oh, you definitely do. You're a competitor. Do you want, though? Yeah, you want to play these teams. You want to see what you got. I mean, we scrimmaged Tullahoma and Riverdale and Pope John Paul. So we've scrimmaged some tough teams, too. So, you know, we want to see what we got. We want to play the best competition. And our region is definitely one of the better ones in the state of Tennessee, especially in 6A.
I think it's great. Coach, I know you're busy. You know, I think the world of you and your family. Thanks for coming on today. Best of luck. And hope we talk to you a lot this year on our Game Blitz on Friday night. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Joe. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. See you.
Brian Coleman, head football coach at Summit High School. And I just got chills. Something he said. I wake up in the morning. I haven't played for you in years. And I still hear your voice telling me to get going. Or I paraphrase that.
Yeah.
That's strong, brother. I mean, that's strong.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.